I did this proposal to Chris, and we shall make a moment of peace and just enjoy a meal with a challah and some grape juice or wine. And I was just thinking these days, I think, about this, because we don't have this costume, this habit. But the inner meaning of the Shabbat is so beautiful, and we try to connect to this inner rest, this inner being, and it's very interesting because in a way we feel that we are trying to connect to the source of creation. And you know, just to feel that the world is complete, the creation is complete, and we do not have anything to add to just for one moment, you know, as a remembering this. The meaning is so beautiful, and I wished to extend this feeling to my family, and so this is what it's new today. It's a different day today.
Beautiful, beautiful, so beautiful, Felipe. Thank
And
you for sharing.
yeah, and I was just, you know, these days I was kind of making some little research to, you know, to just try to set recipes, and just in a simple way, you know, but in a truly way. And I was wondering, Andy, what would you say about this feeling and this? How is the Shabbat for you? In a simple way, I know. Have many things to say. You could say many things, but I was just wondering, as a curiosity, how is the experience of a simple Shabbat for you, if you would like to share?
Thank you. It's beautiful. I appreciate the question. The Shabbat feeling is grand when you share it with others. It's interesting because we never, in a way, prepared to assemble here. Let's say we were having like three sessions per week. Yesterday, Jill shared something, and Fernando as well, and we said, let's open this daily. So, and it's now here, Erev Shabbat. It's like 5 o'clock PM before the sunset, and it's the most beautiful point in the week where the six stream into seven. The 6 days streams into the rest, or like Vaynerup says, there is a movement from world to world. And the Shabbat feeling is beautiful for itself, but what is the most beautiful that you can share this transition. So the sharing of the Shabbat is amazing. Like now, at the moment of sharing, is just how do you say, exponentially multiple. This the sense of it's beautiful, just to be able to share it with a conversation. This is the time of the week when the six melts into seven, when the constant movement is just melting into rest. This is the point of resting. And it's beautiful because in the Genesis 1 we read about, and there was evening and there was morning 6 times. Yes? Evening and morning. But when we arrive to the seven, there is no evening, there's only Shabbat. People were asking why, for every day of the days of creation, there's an evening, and morning, but the Shabbat, there's only Shabbat, there's no evening, because the Shabbat is only light. While the sixth day of the creation, all the six together, with evening and morning, are considered to be as one evening that precedes the light of the Shabbat. In other words, all the six days of the week are just a vessel in which the light of the Shabbat can rest in. And this is the melting point. Now, Erev Shabbat. Erev Shabbat. Because people do not understand when people come as guests or the first time they meet this idea of Erev Shabbat. If I translate it literally, Erev Shabbat, Shabbat evening. And when you invite guests, you invite them for Erev Shabbat meal, Shabbat evening meal. People think Shabbat evening meal is Saturday night. No. So there is a completely, you have to open a dictionary to explain what Erev Shabbat means. The melting of the six into seven, this is when the sun sets on Friday, like now. And this is Erev Shabbat, the evening before the rest. And then there's a great, not just meal in terms of volume or different dishes. It's just a melting point. And the more the merrier. Sitting next and you share it, you can share it with a song. Usually sometimes people just say a blessing or drink something, dip a bread and so. It doesn't have to be grand in terms of filling the table with dishes and so. It's just to share the moment of melting. In a way, the matter melt into spirit. It's weird, yes? This is the melting point. The six melt into seven. This is Erev Shabbat. Why Erev Shabbat, Shabbat evening? Because all the six are considered to be the evening, the darkness, the preparation, the vessel, the great abyss, the great darkness, in which the light of the Shabbat, the light of the soul, can rest. This is Erev Shabbat. And this is it now. Thank you for the question. And Jill, thank you for sharing what you shared yesterday, and Fernando as well, because we opened it.
Thank you, Eti. I was just feeling the feeling of gratitude, and because I saw that you were going to open the session today, and I realized that it was a Shabbat moment for you, and there was all this. This hovering of the Shabbat, and I was very happy to feel that we were gathering today. So thank you very much for this beautiful explanation about the melting of the 6 days. First time I heard. So thank you very much, Eti. Very happy to be here and see you all. Luke as well here. Shalom, Luke. Thank you, Eti.
Thank you. Thank you, Felipe. Thank you for asking. This is why there is a saying that you also feel it here very strongly, that there is a movement from world to world. It's not just that there's like sunset or evening, special sunset, and in Shabbat evening, like now, Erev Shabbat, it's already a movement between world to world, not just world of the doing, yes, the mechanical, and so to the world of the soul. It's also, how shall I say, a stargate in time, because whenever you enter a weekend, whenever you enter the Shabbat, we enter the Shabbat, we are not the same who are, you know, going out of the Shabbat. It's never the same. It's just inner transition from world to world, but not of our own making or doing. In those hours, we don't build a great chapel or great museum, we do nothing. But by known doing, there is a transition from world to world. It's like movement, but without vehicle. It's inside happening. Everything happens inside. Sometimes people take a van or a car and they travel, they go for vacation, they drive 200 miles or so, they want to arrive somewhere physically, geographically. But here you don't move at all. It's just, it's the walls of the matter are just melting. Maybe you remember you have children already, you play game box with them. How do you say box games? When you use dice. You know the word dice in English? Dice has six phases. Yes? Every dice has six phases, like four directions of the wind, and up and down. This is six. So the 6 days of the week is like a dice. It has six edges. Everything is just closed by the walls of the matter. And now Erev Shabbat, the dice is melting. The walls of the matter are just melting, and what's inside is this emptiness, this soul. And this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful because we don't need to make anything. It's not dependent on our making, arriving, building, putting together, carpentering. It's not. It's just there. Once the walls of the matter are falling or melting, this is what there is. There's only soul. So every Erev Shabbat is like dying. What do I mean by dying? Losing the form. Do you understand? Or shall I repeat? Is it understood? Every Erev Shabbat, like now. Every Erev Shabbat, like now, the walls of the matter, the dice, the six faces are melting, and there's only the soul, the light, the rest, the love. Not because we are making or preparing, because this is how it is. And every Erev Shabbat is a simulator. A simulation of what? A simulation of what? We appreciate birth. There's appearance of life. There is like duration of life here, and then the last breath leaves the body and continues. The soul is a soul, life continuing without this vehicle called body. The body stays behind. So every Erev Shabbat is a simulation of this moment. When the last breath is leaving the body is left behind. It's like the 6 days of the week of working, of hectic, of nervousness, of confusion, of argument. This is the body it left behind. So every Erev Shabbat is this imitation or, yes, imitation, preparation, rehearsal for, so to speak, the death, what we call death, when people stop breathing and the body stays behind. The finite stays behind, and what is remaining is infinite. So every Erev Shabbat, this is happening. The finite self, the 6 days of the week, confusion, argument, hesitation, whatever it is engaging, is melting, disappearing, dissolves. And what is left is the I am, what people say, or the soul, or infinite,
life. The limited self is dying every Erev Shabbat. The limited self. What is the limited self? The name. The name is attached to a body that was born, appearing here one day. So there's a story around the self. So every Erev Shabbat, the self identity is dying, is disappearing. And what is left next to the table or when people come together is the infinite soul. And in the infinite soul, there is no distribution. There is no finite. There aren't any walls. There aren't any separation at all. So every Erev Shabbat is an imitation. You can feel it now, yes, at this moment, how it is to die in brackets. Do you understand? What is to die? How a doctor would describe dying? You can share, you can unmute and share. Even if you saw it in a movie, or you read it in a book, or you had encounter in real life, how people describe the moment of death. You can unmute and speak. Yes, the body no longer functions. There is no need in a body. Yes, nothing. It's not being animated by the soul. It just left like a cast, like a cartoon image of something that once life were, but it doesn't move. It's cold, yes? But there's life. So in the same manner, Erev Shabbat, there is no need in this body, in this armor of me, of myself, of my doing, of my CV, of my wife, of my children. There is no need because it's not real. So it disappears. And what is left is light, one soul, rest, infinite. There is no limitations. There is no suffering. All this illusion is disappearing every Erev Shabbat. Every Erev Shabbat, this illusion just melts by itself without us doing anything. This is how it is. By, in a way, giving it a space, when we give Erev Shabbat space in us, we can experience how it is. If we don't give it a space, we just go with a speedboat in the sea. So you don't give it a space somewhere else. You don't give it a space to come to you. But if you give it a space, you feel, you experience how it is, how you can already feel now how it is to die. Do you understand? Usually people are very afraid of dying, so to speak. Yes, we see many movies about ERs, people go to hospitals, something terrible happens to them, the doctors try to repair, to revive, But the disappearance of the body, the disappearance of the limitation or the finite self is a great relief. And you can experience this every Erev Shabbat. And then by experiencing this every Erev Shabbat, you cease to fear, so to speak, from the death, so to speak, from disappearance of the vehicle, which we call body or death or whatever. It's very simple and it's very beautiful and you can only embrace it. And then many, many fears and phobias and anxieties are also disappearing. It's very simple. Very simple. Did you understand even part of it? If not, I will speak about it from a different angle that you will understand. So you did understand, Jill. Yes? It's once you do it, you understand how it is and there's no fear. Because the fear that we have, all of us, is fear from pain or desire for pleasure. So the fear all the time is proceeding. even if there is no pain, there is a fear. Maybe the next day, the next moment will bring pain. Therefore, there is fear, the proceeding. But once you experience this, you see, you in it, it's only, everything is just an illusion. And it's beautiful to experience this. This is why it's such a strong moment or those minutes that you give it a space. You're just enabling it. It's always there, the being. What is Erev Shabbat or Shabbat or soul time? It's all the time in or with us. But in us, there's all the time limitations and borders and fences of stories, of selfing, of troubles, of paying bills, of caught in a traffic jam, in children assembly, in school, all, you know, just like piles of nonsense. And this pile of nonsense, of noise, is always blocking what there is. And then we think, oh, it's, what is life? Why am I stuck here in a traffic jam? Why am I here? What are the... This is life to live. This is worth all of it. And this is only illusion. And when you come to it, when everything drops, because you just don't put any attention in it. We withdraw our attention. Every Shabbat in this world of the six, the world of manifestation in the times, in the finite, once our attention is not any longer in the finite, it just melt. Because what revive the finite self is our attention in it. The story that we tell ourselves all the time, the limitations, the fences. This is when we nourish it, it grows. Once you pull the attention from the world of the six, it does not exist. And there's only being, there's only soul, there's only limitless life or infinite life. And this is happening every Erev Shabbat. Of course, we can experience this every moment from the 7 days. Of course, it's not that only this moment in this passage, in this, let's say, Stargate. Every moment you can feel it. But there's a beautiful moment because it comes with the program, as the program is, how it is designed. So it's beautiful. And whenever you just experience this, that our attention is withdrawn from the world of the six, and there's only soul, and there's happiness and no fear, there's a relief. And then another relief the next week, and then slowly, slowly, there's a change. It says this beautiful verse from Genesis. Yes, Felipe.
It's just to say that it's there's this friend that always refers to when we do these Zohar studies, these Bible studies, and he refers as technologies to some kind of very often. There is this word. I find it curious, but it's interesting to think about the Shabbat as a technology. Let's say that we can, it's handy. Let's say we can use, we can serve ourselves from this gift that is reminding us that we can melt these worries, that we can really relax and rest. As you said, it can be done maybe every day, every second. But the fact that we have this day, this specific moment in the week, it gives us this tool to be aware of it, And it's very it's interesting as you described, because it makes me remember in some situations of I will lack the words, proper words, but when there is no flood, when there is disasters of any kind that people might feel unsheltered, and there is a lack of many things, let's say, but in the same in the other side of the coin, there is this great relief of letting go everything that was you know, there's this big weight. Let's say people lose all their documents, furniture, you know.
Yes, it's terrible.
It's terrible, but at the same time, it's a great relief in a way, you know.
Not trying to diminish the suffering,
but it's a great relief.
Yes, you can experience this every moment. You can experience this collectively in Erev Shabbat. When this does not exist, it just does not exist. And you know how much energy every human being and his brain, without even noticing, is investing of the matter around ourselves, moving furniture, housing, contracts, mortgages, how do you say, registering events, hall for the birth of a child and weddings and moving gardens from left to right, from right to left, building rooms. And at one point, the breath leaves the body and all of it, all the energy that people put decades in their life to build those mansions, lifestyle, circles of friends, and so to speak, influence, everything is melting in one point. It does not exist, only in their illusionary mind. So why not to do this every day or once a week? And usually you get used to it. Not that I do this intentionally, but this is how it is. Because all of us, not just one from 8 billion, 8 billion are circling 24/7 around their image, around their selfing, housing, mortgages, rent payment, furniture, moving sinks and, how do you say, faucets from left to right, with tiles and carpets and I don't know, curtains and all of those things. So much energy, so much attention, so much time. The last breath is leaving. It might happen when somebody's above 120, 150. It might happen when there's an accident and somebody just flips away to the next life. It might happen any moment. And all of this energy is just funneled to what? To what? To buy a t-shirt in $2, in $3, in $5. All of us are doing the same thing, but for what? What a waste of life. What a waste of life. And we struggle, all of us, about things that we have no influence whatsoever, because life, it just happens as it happens. But what we think or tend to believe, I will do this, I will do that, I will go 8 at 5, there's less people there, there's less, you know, all of those calculations which are irrelevant at all. They're so far of what is happening. And what happens in this beautiful collective, if you want to experience this as a collective and to share it with others, it is just everything drops, all those bullshit, and this bullshit cause people so much anxiety and disease, because the system can never relax. Always there's another trouble, there's another tariff, there's another tax, so to speak, there is another sale. I used to have a friend, it was not friend, it was from school, every time they used to sell pacifier for babies, she used to take the car, drive 400 kilometers, 400 kilometers to pay gasoline for a car, to buy a pacifier in 5 cents less. 400 kilometers. Finally, at some point, she got cancer. You see, where people, I'm not saying that this was the cause, who knows what was the cause, but when people are putting their attention, where, and suddenly, pack, cancer, there's a threat. Well, people are just running from one side of the country to another to save 3 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents, and suddenly, chuck, time is over. Remove your metal jacket, chuck, out. Accident, cancer, war, who knows, weather. So what is so beautiful about this moment called Erev Shabbat? Just you have a rehearsal. If you want to look at it, every week you have a rehearsal. How does it feel to drop everything? And it's not sad, it's quite happy and relieving, and there's no pain in it. Just joy, an infinite joy. So many people, 8 billion people are thinking, because they have at some point, if they're not babies, they have at some point a notion that they will pass away, die. They're always worrying about the moment that they will die. It's going to be suffering. It's irrelevant. It's just irrelevant. Just drop it. And you can exercise it every moment, and you can exercise it collectively here and now. It does not when you enter this class or this space in Discord, you don't feel this anxiety is worrying. It's the same thing. You can communicate to another one, and this is it. And you don't, what circles your brain worrying, going to shopping, to discount, to prepare a meal, all of those things just do not exist. And you just can communicate and, you know, be. You don't have to plan a progress. You don't have to think ahead 10 steps before your neighbor. You don't. What a relief, because there is no other. Only in the world of the matter or finite, you can feel the other and you can sense the other. There's a neighbor, there's a brother, there's a guest. In the finite, but not in the infinite, there is no distribution or division there at all. So it's a beautiful moment, and we can experience this together. Because what causes people all the time... Yes, Felipe, would you like to say something? Because I cannot hear you.
Yeah, just to something that came into mind is that that there is, you know, these recommendations to avoid certain activities, to transform the world, to really drop everything. And to drop everything, it's not so easy, because we are in a kind of automatic mode of being, so this exercise, it's really cool to be free and to say to yourself, you can really drop it. That doesn't matter. It won't change anything. But as an exercise, should improve our skills, let's say, in one thing, something. There is this really challenge to drop all the thoughts, all the worries, and automatic habits, let's say. And it's very interesting, because the recommendations, it might not be something doable for us, let's say, for someone. But the simple fact that it is something different or from the other days of the week is, it's, you know, it's a kind of challenge to drop things, because in one sense it is the most easy thing to do. You know, you don't have to do nothing. You just drop it and go, you know, be happy. But it's quite we are so used to, right, to think that we are the doers, that we have to do things. You know, you have to resolve problems, and the Shabbat is a challenge in a way.
Felipe and friends, think about the sofa. Yes, you'd like to have a sofa to host, to sit. You put a sofa, people sitting. Okay, it's to serve the people who live in the house, those who are coming as guests and so, friends and so. But you don't have to think about the sofa all the time. The sofa is there, sitting on top of the floor or a carpet. It's there. This is how gravity holds everything. So you don't need to think about it. But we all the time obsess about things that already settled, already sit. Because the world as it sits, it's complete. Everything is the trees, the flowers, the boulevard, everything is set, and the world is built on laws and gravities and all of those relations. But the world does not need our extra calculation. But all our thoughts are hanging, just an example about the sofa or about everything. People develop attachment to something. It might be the sofa. Shampoo that you bought in the supermarket doesn't fit, you need to replace it. And all the time, the thought is attached to this sofa, to this book, to this object all the time. And there's like a fence of iron inside. Nothing can come in, nothing can go. There's like a wall. While already the shampoo bottle is standing somewhere, or the sofa in its place, you don't need to hold the sofa in your mind. It's already sitting on the floor, on the carpet, just resting, or the cup is at the table. You don't need to think about the cup, which is already there on the table with the water in. It's already there. But we are hosting those ideas. Like if the cup of water would not stand, if I not think about it 24/7, it will still work. Yes, it is still there, and the sofa is still there. Just sit on it, invite friends, and so everything, the flowers are there, you can smell them, you can sit next to them, you can invite friends to see, to walk, you know, next to the ocean or next to the forest where you live. Just, you don't need to hold it. You don't need to own it. If I'm not thinking about it 24/7, the forest would not stand. The forest stand without and without, with or without us. But people are, you don't have to. Gravity, everything, the world, the universe, not just the world, planet Earth, all the universe is everything. You don't need to do anything. And we cannot accept that. So we can rehearse, we can practice this once in a week just to drop it. The trees are standing in the boulevard, the sea and its waves are moving, the wind, the birds are flying without me. Imagine this, a bird, a sparrow can fly without me. What would you say about that? The tree is growing without me holding its branches, without me holding its fruit. It just spread, it sends its fruit in the sun without me. The wheat is growing without my help. The dolphin is moving, swimming, and like making this exercise without me. So this is a problem. Universe does not need me as a story to hold the dolphin, to teach the dolphin how to swim, or to teach the sparrow how to fly. The universe does not need me. So who needs me? Me. who created the story about me? Me, of course, me does not exist. And here is the center of suffering. So what happens every Shabbat evening of Shabbat? The story about me is just dissolved. You don't have to even to throw it. It just melts from itself. Like at some point the body is just melting, does not hold, the soul is living, the last breath, it just falls like a dry leaf. This is it. You don't have to do something that life ceases to exist or the body will cease. It just happens. Life is happening. Don't need us. The sun is there, the moon, the stars, the oceans, everything is there, the lions, the tigers, the savannah, it's there. So why to worry? The sofa is at its place, the cup of water is at the table. The tree gives its fruit in its season, so why to worry? And then once everything drops and you see there is no me, there is no story, so there is also no anxiety and there is no fear. And there's no fear of dying, so to speak, because ask 8 billion people what worries them from time to time, what will happen when I die? So let's accumulate more and more houses and more horses and more cars and more airplanes, you know. Some point it's just, you know, one moment and the soul is out and everything just, whatever, mountains of matter and trash behind. So we can do this little by little, every week if you want, every day. This is a beautiful thing because it came up through sharing yesterday. We can meet here every day. Every day at the same time, all are invited, and those conversations are slowly, slowly, drop by drop. Some enters, and there's a relief for one moment, for two moments. And there's a great joy in it because we don't need to travel with all those thoughts and attachments because we don't need to hold the world upon the shoulder, upon our head. It's everything. The universals are standing. They don't need us. Everything is moving. Everything has relation, communication. Everything is there. The illusion that I do something or hold something is only my illusion. And this is what makes everything heavier. The illusion. So we can experience of dropping, let go of this illusion. Because it's only illusion. And then once we quit on it, that I'm not the doer, I'm not holding anything, nobody, nothing needs me really. So there's a great relief. I just sit and, you know, look at the sunrise, look at the sunset, look at the bird fly, look at the flower bloom. Beauty. Like they say in Hasidic tale, the world was just, this is what is. Beauty and life and universe in all colors and shapes. Why not? It's quite simple and it's a beautiful moment to share. So I'm very happy that you are here. All of us are here and we can experience this. Once I used to go to synagogue to experience this moment in a community because what happens is not because of synagogue or church or it doesn't matter where, is that the feeling is amplified when you share it with others. So there's this moment to share is just exponentially, I don't know, grows and increases the vibration in the world. It's amazing. So it's a beautiful moment to share. And it doesn't matter where and with whom, just to share it. So with this beautiful message, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being here with us today. Shabbat Shalom. And see you soon tomorrow at the same time. With questions, with sharing, with the weather as a friend. And see you soon. Todah, Shalom, and Shabbat Shalom.